Sunday, and we're having a blast. Get your mint juleps on, get your nice tea, sit out with magnolias, because we got a special treat for you today. And before I get to our special guest, we're going to say, hi, Tom.
Morning, world.
We found out this morning you had a southern drawl. Did you just ask Sergey?
Yeah.
Well, good morning, America. Rise and shine, right? Just like in that song.
There you go, and we're all together, and we're going to welcome Donnie Kennedy. And if anybody wants to take a look at him, look for the Kennedy Twins. Is it thekennedytwins.com?
That is correct. No, it's kennedytwins.com.
Oh, okay. I got to get the buzz out of there.
You got two good-looking southern gentlemen there.
Anyway, and these gentlemen have this little problem. They like America the way it was supposed to be and very constitutional-minded. And if anybody has read The South Was Right, Why Not Freedom, okay, you're looking at this. Well, actually, one of you looks like a southern gentleman. I told you I was going to say it on the air. The other one looks like a Yankee.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to have to go stand out in that rain and take a shower, I tell you, after that.
Watch it, I came from New York. See how you are.
So now, who are we speaking to, the one with the beard or the one without the beard?
It's the beard. This is our southern gentleman.
All right.
Hey, let me tell you a quick story on that beard. Ron and I are identical twins, and I have 16 grandchildren, and they kept getting us confused. So I had to grow the beard so they could some way tell who was Pawpaw and who was Uncle Ron.
Interesting. Well, that worked.
It worked for us.
That's interesting, yeah.
Well, Donnie is going to have a field day with us. He's going to talk to us about, Donnie, first let's go into, we have only a short little time before we get a break. So, Donnie, just kind of set us up to who you are and where you come from.
All right, I'll be glad to. As you can tell by my accent, I'm an old southern boy. I was educated in Mississippi in the public schools and in Louisiana and Go Tigers, by the way. Here in Louisiana, and got my degree in anesthesia in North Carolina. So you see, all my education has been down south. And Ron and I have always had this great interest in history. We loved talking to our older relatives as we were growing up. And one thing we noticed early on was that the story we got from them about the so-called Civil War and the story we were reading in the media and maybe even in the public schools even back then just didn't jive. So we set out many, many years ago to try to give a distinctive Southern flavor to the story, the almost untold story about the War for Southern Independence, some people call the Civil War. And that's what we've been doing. All our books deal
with. Donnie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wait a minute, because Marie's going to give us
right.
A commercial.
Hey, we got to have them.
Well, Marie's giving it. You know, Donnie and Marie? Okay, we'll be right back.
All right.
The things of today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all.
We are back at Capital Forum. Now, one day I'm going to turn around and you're going to tell me here, Tom, that that is you singing that song.
All right. You caught me.
It sounds like you. Doesn't it sound like him, Sergey?
Yes.
Thank you. A lot of people say that. Is Tom really singing that song? Anyway, we're with Donnie Kennedy. And we're, by the way, on the break, we were talking about that fact in the southern states, you don't drink liquor if it's clear.
Unless
it's corn liquor, of course, and it's part of the recipe. And you remember Walton's?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different, okay?
we drink it, but we know what we're drinking because you know if it's not water and it's clear, it's either going to be gasoline or a white lightning.
That's right.
And you'll want to avoid drinking both.
I don't even want to go there.
And they're interchangeable.
You're right. You know, they'll both run a vehicle.
Oh, no. But not a both of us can run us, I guess. I don't know which one. And if you're used to drinking, it's pretty expensive for liquor. And I guess you could interchangeable for, corn ethanol. But the question is it cheaper?
You know, speaking of which, Louise, this is a true story. I was told by a river barge captain that they actually have up in, I guess, in Illinois where they produce the ethanol. That could go two ways. It could go to the ethanol gasoline production, or it could go to Russia to create vodka or waka.
I think vodka makes more money.
I think they make a lot more money off vodka.
Exactly.
There's a lot more people who buy it than they buy gas in Russia.
I bet they do. I tell you one thing, the alcohol trashes my gasoline engine, so I don't like it in my gas, but the government tells me we got to have it. So
the
government is all wise.
Actually, we don't have to have it in our gasoline. That's just the wrong concept. It's my opinion.
But here's the point, Sergey. The joke of the matter, Sergey. You know, one thing I can say about Russians? They don't get the chuckles like the rest of us. Anyway, the joke, Sergey, is the fact that you guys don't have it as gas. You guys drink it.
Well, actually, that's not a joke because that's not true.
Okay. We're moving on. We've
speaking
got
of government.
Okay. Now, Donnie, why don't you go ahead and finish telling a little bit about yourself a little bit more, and then we're going to get into.
All right. Well, several years ago, about almost 20 years ago, Ron and I wrote our first book titled The South Was Right. That book now has sold over 125,000 copies, so it's a bestseller, and that's the book that we really are known for. Subsequent to that book, we wrote other books that pertain to the war and the adverse effects of the so-called Civil War. In other words, what happened to America? The problem with freeing the slaves, that was no big deal. Everybody, I'd say 90% of the people in America, understood at some time slavery is going to be done away with. The problem was the change of government. We went from a government of a constitutionally republic, and we turn now into a federal empire where the federal government is supreme and not we the people at the local level. So our other books have been talking about that subject, which The South Was Right, the book The South Was Right first issued. Now, one of the books that I really enjoyed doing was A View of the Constitution by William Rawl, which I edited and annotated an 1825 textbook on the Constitution by William Rawl, who was a friend of Washington and Franklin, who was an abolitionist, who was a northerner. But in his textbook in Chapter 31, he talks about how a state would go about seceding from the Union. And the reason he said that was because the people of the state are sovereign, not the federal government. In other words, the local people run the federal government, not the federal government runs the local government. And that book was reviewed by the North American Review out of Boston, Massachusetts in 1826, and they gave it a glowing review. Not one word about Mr. Rawl being wrong about secession, because at that time in America, everybody understood that the federal government was our servant and not our master. So all our books that we've done is pointing to this fact that after Appomattox, America has been turned on its head, where the federal government is now our master and not our servant. And how do we get back to the point now where the federal government is our servant and not our master?
Well, isn't it when we start stop needing a babysitter?
Well, you know, I agree with you, absolutely. And our founding fathers understood that. And that's why they created a government that was a limited government. And it was limited by a written constitution that anybody could look at. It's plain English. It tells you the powers that have been delegated to the federal government. In those specific areas, the federal government is supreme. But in everything else that has not been delegated, guess what? We, the people of the sovereign states, we are supreme. So we don't have the founding fathers didn't give us a supreme nanny government like what we have today. They gave us a government that was our servant and not our master. And I guarantee you, it's very few Americans who really believe that the federal government is our servant and not our master. And if you don't believe me, just don't pay your income taxes in April and you'll see who's the master in this country.
Forget about that. Drive down the highway and if someone notices you didn't see your seatbelt, they're going to pull you over.
Right.
At your school, you have to do such and such and such and such. If you don't, they have a right to take your kids, this or that, your house. If by some chance, you know, they have written into law in the states and in the federal government the fact that they have a right to have anything you have.
You don't, absolutely,
without their permission.
Right. The states now are nothing but appendages of Washington, D.C. This is not the way our founding fathers originated. Matter of fact, New York, when it acceded to the Constitution, when it ratified the Constitution back in 1789 or 1788, they put in their article of ratification, they said that they, the people of New York, have the right to come out of this union if the federal government becomes abusive to its privileges that the people of New York and the rest of the country had given to the federal government. In other words, New York clearly stated that, hey, we, the people of New York, we're the ones who judge how we are to be governed, not the people in Washington or the federal government. So it's really interesting. This idea of states' rights is not a Southern idea. Now, we claim, Ron and I claim, that the South has uniquely defended states' rights, but states' rights is an American idea. The state that really wanted the 10th Amendment in the Constitution the loudest, who protested the most vigorously for a 10th Amendment, was Massachusetts. You know, you don't think of Massachusetts as being a defender of states' rights, but Massachusetts was, because early in American history, all Americans understood that you've got to have a way to keep the federal government, the central government, under control. You have to remember, they just got through fighting a war with the central government in London. They understood what big, faraway government could do to individual liberty. So they wanted a system of government that would assure their liberty and their rights against an abusive central government.
I agree with you, but I think we reached a point of no return.
Well, I'm too optimistic to ever say that we've reached a point of no return. I think that we've reached a point where it is very dangerous, and the only time you're at a point of no return is when you have tanks in the streets and that running down civilians when they're trying to protest, and even then, it's not a point of no return. It's just a point of sheer anarchy. But we're not to that point yet. We're certainly headed in that direction. The liberty that we once had as Americans, we no longer have, and we're not nearly as secure in those rights as we once were. So I agree that we are in a dangerous position. I am not pessimistic. My really philosophy in life and my basic Christianity teaches me to be optimistic and not pessimistic. So I think that I'll probably die an optimist.
Well, it's good, but I just see clearer. That's why I said it. I make a parallel between what happened actually in the former Soviet Union, even modern Russia, and what happens in the United States. A lot of similarities. So United States has become as not exactly, but the American version of the Russian Federation. Which
I agree with you. I agree.
And why is that?
Why is that? Because the American people let that happen.
Well, no, actually,
generation after generation.
There was a Russian connection.
Well,
it's not the real issue coming down.
No,
it's not
about that.
There was a Russian connection into America's governmental system, many of which were part of the old Russian Guard and the German Guard and what have you, that after World War II especially came in, and they were hiding as Jews. Bill Kristol, many of his family who were in government, his father was a Nazi, many of them who were Russian. He was supposed to be a Russian Jew. No, he was not. And so many times they've hidden on that, or they hide in some other way. I call them shapeshifters. When their real things is Marxist-Leninist baloney, and they hide under something else. And that's I think that sometimes a good a shaking of the brush to pull out snakes is always welcome.
Well, I would have to disagree with you, Louis. It has nothing to do with the Russian connection. It's about the Marx Engels theory of the global communism establishment, and Lenin picked up at his time and implemented in Russia itself. So that idea spread literally all over the world. And, United States is not an exception, so we are just part of it.
Sergey, hold on. We'll be right back.
And the call-in number is 800-313-943. You're listening to RBN on republicbroadcasting.org. And please support Republic Trading Group by getting some gold and silver. Back in three.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
We're back. Hey, I feel the 60s coming on.
I think that was Donovan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, do you hear? Woo! We went way back.
Talking about sunshine, but Donnie's getting the rain. He's hogging all the rain down there. He's not letting it come up to the Midwest.
Well, I'm going to hang on to it, but I tell you what, you keep playing that song, my hair might start growing back.
Well, was there something you did in the 60s to get rid of your hair?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, something happened between now and then. It's fell out and turned gray, and I used to have long hair. I used to wear braids. My goodness.
Hey, speaking of your life and your everything you've experienced, you've written some amazing books on the subject that we're speaking of this morning, and at your website, KennedyTwins.com, you can check out your books and probably purchase them there. Is that correct?
Well, you can find where to purchase. I don't necessarily sell them. Their major publishing companies are publishing them, and they can get them online, Amazon, or any bookstore. Now, they can get a free copy of one of our books online. It's called Notification, Why, and How. And this points at a solution to the problem of big government. As I've said, Ron and I believe that one of our problems we have today is that in post-Appomattox America, we have federal supremacy. Remember how the health care bill was shoved down our throat? There's no way to stop the federal government from acting in an egregious manner. So in this book, free book, Notification, Why, and How, you'll get some answers to what can we do to solve this problem. So please take a look at it.
And what are part of those solutions? Let's just sprinkle in a couple of those right now. What could we do to help push back?
State bank.
Oh, did we lose Donnie?
I don't know.
I heard a click. I think the storm might have got him. Anyway, we may have lost Donnie, so why don't you describe what you just mentioned, Louise? The
state-run
banks is obviously
What happens is we need to be able to nullify the federal government in the states. And the one way to do that is for each state to create its own state bank or charter its own state bank, I should say. It's more like a credit union, not a bank. So what happens is we, by being able to create this bank, we're able to take all the monies that we currently have from taxes, and buy a charter. That amount would get 10 times greater than that to loan, just like every bank. And someone says, well, that's creating a settled Federal Reserve. Yes, in a way. It's a mini Federal Reserve in each state. The only difference is you start off with the large amount, 10 times greater, and then you buy up all the debt that the state's in, whether it's education, highways, whatever. So it's a one-time payment off of the interest, which allows us then no more to be on an interest-bearing debt. It saves billions of dollars for the states. It eliminates the federal government's impeding on it, where it stops FDIC as far as in most of the bank. Donnie is back.
Yes, the hurricane is blowing through, but I'm still here.
Actually, I'm over here. It wasn't my fault. Okay, never mind. Anyway, we were talking about state banks as one solution in order to be able to eliminate the federal government from our states and protect the funds that were in, that are in each state. But
you know, the interesting – could I make a point here? The interesting thing is the real states' rights people fought against this nationalized banking system.
Correct.
I mean, it went back to Jefferson, Jackson, all these strong states' rights people. They said, no, if you have a federalized system of banking and destroy the local system, you're going to end up with virtual tyranny, certainly financial tyranny, if not actual tyranny of the individual. So it's strange how things that seem to change, but they're coming back around. People now begin to realize this Federal Reserve System is not the panacea for all our economic problems. Matter of fact, it may be the problem.
It is the problem, yes.
Tommy Jefferson just nailed it, didn't he? He was so amazing in his forecast that we'd wind up homeless, our children would be homeless on the streets that are conquered. Finally conquered. It's just amazing his insight.
Absolutely.
What they've done is they've made us into one great big payday loan. The states are. You know,
I'm sorry to laugh, but that was funny. I hadn't heard it put like that.
But it
right.
is. Excuse
Absolutely.
Me. We're getting 500% on everything,
mm-hmm.
And this is legal robbery mm-hmm. that the federal government has allowed and pushed down the states, and the states are stuck in this Federal Reserve System. By us being able to take that back, put it into our hands, we eliminate the federal government. We eliminate Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Farmer Mac, and Farm Credit. And I had actually somebody call me on that and say that I couldn't use their name. I said, wrong. I can prove where you took the money, and I got it all in print. I spent time in the legislature. I know where you're getting it. Who's
Absolutely.
Getting it?
Well, you know, the interesting, I was, before the storm knocked me off, I was telling you about the free book on our website, Nullification, Why and How. One of the things with under the old Constitution, before Appomattox, if the federal government had created this entity that we all know is illegal, the states could have either interposed its position, say, no, you're not bringing that into my state. It could have nullified it. Or if push comes to shove, like William Rawl in his textbook said, the states then could say, if you people in Washington want to do that, we're out of here. So it could really keep the federal government from doing these egregious actions.
And as you hear the music, we're coming up on a 3-minute break. And everybody hang in there. And once again, call in number 800-313-9443. And please listen to and support the sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights.
We're back. I hate that one.
Oh, Louise.
I'm sorry. It just kind of whines at you.
Such
anyway,
an amazing
song,
though.
We were talking about somebody's Pollyannic view and optimism. I like that. Okay. That we
I was trying to make a point off air that yes, I'm optimistic, but I'm not Pollyannic. I don't walk out and say, oh, everything's fine. But again, I don't look up and say the sky is falling either. I think the good Lord's still in control. We're here. We're talking to each other. We know there's problems. We know there's solutions, and we're busy telling people the solution. To me, that makes me more optimistic than pessimistic.
Can I say that Louisiana may be one of the first states to go for the state bank? We have a large group out there that's working towards state bank.
Good.
That's the one
ultimate
solution.
Sovereignty.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a good solution, but another solution would be to audit the Fed. So we have two bills.
Yeah, but you're not going to get them to audit themselves right.
Well, but let me say what they are. The H.R. 459 in the House and the Senate, mm-hmm. S202. So if somebody listen and please contact your senator and your local representative, on the federal level, the federal representative.
Right.
Yeah, in Washington, D.C., and just urge them to support. Well, most of them they will ignore, as they did
Let's say they all said yes. They're going to audit the Fed. Let's say that they say yes. What do you think the odds are that they're going to audit the Fed in the way you're looking?
Well, then they should elect,
an independent
people.
Okay, let me tell you how government works. Okay, for somebody who spent a long time in the legislature, okay, spent time in Washington for 23 years in Washington, let me tell you how it works. We're going to get an independent group that, of course, have nothing to do with independence and have nothing to do with nonpartisanship. And they're going to be the ones who they're going to point saying, you're now a Democrat, you're now an independent, you're now a libertarian, you're now a this and that, whatever else, and there's only one Republican on there. Okay, chances are that's not going to be true. Most of them are going to be exactly who they put on there. They just suddenly changed the coat. And then they're going to tell you exactly what they want you to hear.
Well, that's why we don't want that. We want to have true audit.
You're not going to get a true audit.
Well, Well, and this is, and look, this is why Ron and I, in our latest book we had out, Nullifying Tyranny, why we talk about changing the playing field. We can't depend on people in Washington to police themselves. It won't happen. You've got to turn the power back to we the people at the state level, so that at the state level we control the banking, for example. We control the monetary policy. We also control Washington, D.C. If Washington, D.C. does not do what it should be doing, or if it oversteps its bounds, we have remedies there, nullification, interposition, or if necessary, secession. You see, secession, people fear and run from that, but secession is like the old shotgun that my daddy used to keep behind his bed down in Mississippi when I was growing up. He never used that gun. But, you know, every person in the community understood that if he goes around monkeying around Mr. Kennedy's house at night or causing any problem, Mr. Kennedy has a shotgun and he'll use it on us. Secession does that to the federal government. It puts the federal government on notice. If you don't audit the Fed correctly, guess what? We're out of here, and you'll be left up there in Washington, D.C., plundering each other and not us.
And that shotgun is a great example of the decentralization of power, because everybody has one of those behind their bed, so everybody has that power. Every state has that power to do the same thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I urge you, go to our website, KennedyTwins.com. Look at that free book. You can download it, read it, whatever. Nullification, why and how. And we're not pushing secession. I've been accused of being a, quote, secessionist. I am not pro-secession. I'm pro-liberty. I'm pro-freedom. I don't know, have y'all ever heard the the quotation from Patrick Henry? Everybody knows Patrick Henry's great quotation, give me liberty, give me death. But during the Constitutional Ratification Convention in Virginia, he made an equally astounding statement. He said, the first thing I have at heart, the first thing I have at heart is American liberty. The second is American union. So to Patrick Henry and our founding fathers, liberty trumps government every time. Liberty in a free society always trumps government. And that's what we've gotten away from. We've got the situation now where government trumps liberty. So we've got to turn that back around.
And you're absolutely right. This continuity of government and this continuity of agenda that keeps just getting worse and worse. It's progressively getting more tyrannical as we go. And then we have to have our state stand up. Do you guys have any chance of electing a good governor in your state to help with this process?
Excuse me. I think that in the future we will. We've got a better governor than we had 4 years ago. So we're moving in the right direction. But it's going to take, it's an education process. The people have to be educated and have to be taught what government is, the proper function of government. We've been, in this last book that I've done, Lincoln's Marxist, I show how the influence of radical socialists and communists started back at the beginning of America, went through the so-called Civil War. Even these radical socialists and communists were part of founding the Republican Party. They were in Lincoln's administration. When they won the war, guess what they did? They started pushing their agenda, and that's what we're dealing with today, and we're trying to undo their agenda. But people have been propagandized for 150 years. We've got to re-educate them.
And also part of the education process is that we are right now at the risk of having so many people on the entitlement programs, whether it's food stamps or what have you, that a lot of people won't even want to have America restored because they're so reliant on
it. I'm in trouble.
Now, I think we're hearing some noise. Are we losing Donnie again?
I'm here, but I hear some noise. Okay, it's gone now.
All right.
Maybe the storm is running through the front of my house. I don't know. But, In our book, Why Not Freedom, Ron and I talk about this very issue of the tax consumers versus the taxpayers. And whenever you get to that tipping point, when you have more tax consumers than you have taxpayers, that's when you have tyranny. And interestingly enough, it was John C. Calhoun who warned America just over and over about instituting a government where you would have the system where the government had people on the dole, and those people elect the government, and the government continually loots and robs from the productive element of society. And you're right, we're getting close to that point now.
And I think that's actually why Ron Paul doesn't have some of the support he should have, because people are afraid he's going to take away their Social Security and other things like that. And
absolutely,
he does say he will phase that out, but it won't be a shut-the-door type thing. It'll be a gradual weaning off and make people more self-reliant and make the economy take care of the people as opposed to the government trying to take care of the economy and the
people. Yeah, and that's one of the points that we make in our books is we're free market, free market advocates. The free market can do a much better job of providing jobs for people than government. Matter of fact, one of the things in Lincoln's Marxism that I keep saying is that socialism can only make the rich poor and the poor poor. Socialism does not produce wealth. Free markets, free men and women in a free society exchanging goods and services freely, that produces wealth. And whenever you destroy that mechanism, government can only divide up scarcity then, and that's what's happening in our government now.
Yes. I agree with you. But we don't have free market enterprise here. Everything is controlled. You have to get anything you want to do, well, you have to get license. You have to get insurance and maybe bond or something. Who knows what. So you can't do anything besides that because, you know.
I agree. We do not have that free market system that we would aspire to. Matter of fact, our system is really closer to fascist government than anything else, where the government is in a nice, comfortable bed with the certain industries and business for their own benefit.
And once again, Donnie, it's up to us to become free people and to start bartering amongst ourselves, start having contracts amongst ourselves, and not letting the government be part of that third-party agreement. Let's just get them out of the situation.
You know, and one of the things that I tell my friends is, you know, gold and silver is one good hedge against the government's bankrupt currency. So if you don't have a means of, say, for you and I to exchange, if the money is debunked, then we need something, some medium for exchange. And I can't emphasize enough that, you know, you should have some gold and silver.
Exactly. Commodities in general. I think we need to get out of Federal Reserve notes and get in any kind of commodity, any kind of asset that's barterable, and whether it's toilet paper, whether it's vodka or whatever, you know, we need to have stuff that we can barter with. Chickens, eggs.
Absolutely. I had a friend tell me one time, he said that your money won't be worth anything, but my barrel of nails will be worth gold, because when it finally collapses, your money is paper then. That's it. It's just green paper. That's it. But my nails, I can exchange a handful of nails for whatever I need. You know, so you're right. Something that is tangible is going to be worth a lot more than the intangible fiat currency that we carry in our pockets right now.
And it sounds like you're actually doing this leading by example. You kind of extracted yourself out, and you're living out in amongst the woods and by design.
Absolutely. Of course, I grew up a country boy. I grew up in Mississippi, a country boy, and I love the I don't despise cities, but I love being out in the wilderness where I can grow crops, where I can hunt and fish and just enjoy life. And that's what I encourage people to do. We grow a lot of our food here ourselves. And just one thing, I enjoy doing it. Another thing, it's nutritious. And number three, it gets you out of the stores of all that polluted food that they sell in stores nowadays.
And I personally think doing all that stuff grounds you and makes you more spiritually active, and it just ties you down a little bit more so than just being on the rat race of the metropolitan lifestyle. You know, I've lived both, but I very much prefer the country lifestyle.
Yeah, I've often said that people in the city are usually about one layer of concrete removed from where they need to be. In other words, they need to be in the ground, touching the ground, understanding, and you see the cycles of life, and you understand that there is a greater force out there than you and I. So we don't become self-absorbed and think that we are the end all of everything. And it just makes you more of an humble individual, I think. And one thing about it, I am very proud of my humility. That was a joke, folks.
Oh, really? I didn't think it was a joke. One of the things that we have to worry about when we talk about gold and silver, I agree with the nails theory. But one of the reasons why it's very important that we diversify is because though the who have the most gold wins, all of us. And the situation with Germany right now, they have everybody's gold. They had the gold from the camps. They got the gold from the Vatican, and they are currently the leader, world leader in gold. So it's really good to make sure that your most possessive items are those things that you have the most of, not them.
Yeah, well, you're right. I told a friend of mine recently that there were four things that you really, because he was asking a similar question. I said you need gold, silver, guns, and bullets, and not necessarily in that order. So that way you're protected from everything. So and the barrel of nails, commodities that's going to be exchangeable, that is a wonderful hedge against many, many problems.
During World War II, I can tell you this from my first husband, what they did was before the war hit, they bought wheat, tons of wheat, just bags full of just hard wheat, and not ground or anything. And yeah. They used coffee grinders to grind up the wheat for what you look like Rost and Carina, that type of thing.
Right.
So what they did besides that is they made things, soap. Soles for shoes. They got a hold of rubber, and then they would use it to make soles for shoes. And they sold things on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
So tomatoes, potatoes, anything that you can eat.
Right.
So if you want a hedge from all the people going to give you gold, they'll give it to you for tomatoes, potatoes,
absolutely,
grapes, mm-hmm, anything that you can eat to save your life, wheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be the item. I'll have all your gold.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be speaking towards us a little bit more in a second hour, but getting back to your website, we're speaking to Donnie Kennedy. The website's KennedyTwins.com, and you can download a free ebook and also look at and check out the rest of his books. And any other books that you recommend that people want to make a difference in our country? Could
absolutely. Listen, on all of our books, the Kennedy Twins book, we have usually a recommended reading list in there. I'm not here pushing the Kennedy Brothers books as much as I'm pushing an idea. So I'll give you a whole list of books back there that I have no financial agreement with any of these people. Most of these people didn't even know I was recommending their books, but I'll recommend their books, and I'll break it down into constitutional issues, economic issues, social issues, and say, look, here's some books that I recommend that, you know, people who like what I'm talking about needs to look at and read. And certainly they need to learn more about what is the generator of wealth today, because we have had 20, 30, maybe even 50 to 100 years of miseducation, thinking that government is the thing that gives us jobs and wealth, and government is the thing that destroys jobs and wealth. So government, it has only a very limited amount of good that it can do, but it has a tremendous, unlimited amount of harm that it will do if not controlled. And our founding fathers, going back to our founding fathers, North or South, now this is not a Southern issue, this is an American issue, they understood that government had to be controlled. You cannot depend on Washington, D.C. to be good. I don't care how many people you elect to Congress that are good. You get them up there, the whole system is askew against good government. We've got to have the tools in our hands at the local level to keep reminding our elected politicians in Washington, you must toe the line. You must abide by the Constitution, or else we're out of here, or else we'll nullify your egregious laws, or else we'll just interpose between you and our citizen. So if we don't have those tools, I don't care how many Ron Pauls go to Washington, eventually he's going to get defeated, and you're going to have your same mechanism involved in suppressing our liberties.
Thank you, Donnie.
And I think
now, I love Ron Paul. Now, I'm not dissing Ron Paul, because I'm a supporter of Ron Paul. What I'm saying is Washington, D.C. is the problem. You cannot depend on Washington, D.C. to solve the problem. Even if you had Ron Paul up there as president, when he steps down, you're going to get another one in 4 years of Barack Obama back in there, and it starts all over again unless we have the tools at the local level to force
the federal government. Hold on. We got a break real quick.
Yep, we've got a 3-minute break, and it's that centralized power. That's it's so easy to corrupt and misguide. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Well, Donnie.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com.
Short. I think we have
I know we got to cut it short, and yeah. I like that song.
Yeah, sorry, Matt. I know Matt picked that special out for us, but we got some callers.
George in Texas is on for Donnie. Go ahead, George. You there, George?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We have several calls, George, so we only have a few minutes, so if you could be brief, please.
Well, you know, the thing is, I like this guest because he's not a sniveler or a whiner, because I notice a lot of patriots use the New World Order as a bar stool. They lament and whine and snivel, hoping somebody will buy them a beer, and I'm sorry.
I can't say I don't agree with you.
And you know the thing is, and I actually believe they helped the New World Order. And you know the thing is, I'm one of these people, the globalists, the elite, the Chinese. I'm sorry, they're fallible sinners just like us, and they will die. To think these people make these elites, these social engineers out to be God, is one of the worst egregious things we can do to our movement. You know the thing is. And I think we all have to get on the same page. You know, the thing is, for a lot of these broadcasters, you know, we have to start thinking strategically, because the elites have thought strategically. They took positions one by one, and that's how we're going to have to do it.
They're working a plan, and we're planning.
Right,
too.
I agree.
Yep, very good point, George. Good point.
It's just like right now, Texas could have been the model state, but you have all these broadcasters talk about technocracy and GMO. If Texas would have been a bottle state, we could have threw the bums out and could have got this crap gotten away
we
with.
We need Ron Paul to run for governor of Texas.
Yeah, that's what we need, governors. We need good governors. Thanks for your input, George.
Well, if he doesn't get elected.
But, we got another one in Texas. George, call back at the second hour. Okay. Daryl, Texas, are you there?
You said Harold, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I can appreciate everything. I just caught you this morning. It's the first time I've caught you guys. And the Kennedy Twins is a website to check out some stuff, but I never did catch a location to where you get the books. And I don't remember your guest's name, but he keeps...
Donnie Kennedy.
Yeah.
Is he talking about his partner is Ron McDonald or what?
No, his twin brother.
Yeah, we're twins. Ronald and Donald Kennedy, and it's Walter D. Kennedy. I go by Donnie, but you can look at our website, www.kennedytwins.com. And
okay.
Our major book is The South Was Right with over 125,000 copies. So any bookstore can get it for you or online.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble's everywhere.
Well, you're not necessarily Democrats, is what you're saying. So,
no.
My point is, and I've heard all this litigation and all this debate and all these answers and questions and solutions, supposedly, and the thing that I can't quite understand is right in front of everybody's face. So it's like that one guy that was on the radio a while back saying everybody in the country is hypnotized. So my question is, why isn't anybody talking about accountability?
Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
Hey, we lost him.
We've lost him.
I think he just wanted to get to the point. You don't. Uh-oh.
Well, if you want to give us a call back, we'll get you back on. Melody in Colorado. Are you there?
Did we lose everybody?
Hi. No, I'm here.
We thought we lost you.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think he was trying to say accountability, but I don't know where he was going from there. But as far as my point is that one thing that we have to not forget is the fact that even if we bring the power back to the states, that they can be corrupted just as much as
Absolutely.
They can be on the federal.
It's easier to control it here than it is there, especially if you separate those powers.
Chief made an excellent point, and I 100% agree with her there, and that's another subject for discussion.
And they haven't forgot us either. They're working on us now. So
we got a commercial here, unfortunately.
And
just hold on to them.
I think Donnie's going to have to leave us if he can hold over.